Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Well, it's got to be the worst first date ever. So you really haven't been on any bad first
dates?
Well,
I've been on bad ones, of course. Okay. Everybody's been on bad ones, but nothing where it was like excruciating, awful.
Okay. So it started out with this woman in Massachusetts. Well, the first part, which is pretty bad, she's got to pick the guy up. Okay, he's living with his parents.
Red flag number one.
Okay, so she picks him up and she says he started swigging wine in the passenger seat. He then asked her to pull over as they approached a bank. He got out of the car, then minutes later comes running back all sweaty, wearing sunglasses, a hat, carrying a gun, and he's got $1,000 cash in his hand.
Hold up.
And he told her to blank and go. He just robbed a bank.
She's his getaway car and she had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So what finally happened?
They got the guy.
Did she get in trouble? She didn't know.
No, she wasn't charged with anything.
Wow.
She's just like an innocent bystander.
You know, there's some poor single person right now that just signed up for a dating app or something and you just scared the crap out of them. Way to go. Are you happy?
Well, if you have to pick your guy up from his parents' house, that's the beginning of a bad date.
Maybe.
Let alone the guy, you know, is about to rob a bank.
We're getting way too close in the text club. This one said, I went out with a guy after work one night. He said he needed a ride home after. I figured, okay, he went to work with his friend. So after the date, he gave me directions to take him home. I made the last turn into the prison parking lot. He was on work release. I had no idea. Hold up. What? They can just go on dates when they're on work release from prison?
Yeah, I guess he had a pretty good deal going there.
Whoa. This one said, my first date was at a mall in Newport Beach, where my date decided that every store he needed to see if the mannequins had nipples. So he used the back of his hand to stroke each mannequin.
Oh.
This was a serious investigation as far as he was concerned. Oh, babe.
What would you think?
I wouldn't stay past the first mannequin.
I call
if you're feeling mannequin nipples.
First mannequin, you're out.
That's the first. Yeah. I'm out. Damn.
But yeah, so how many mannequins did she like? She went through like the entire mall.
She had to witness this whole thing.
Wow.
Some situations, though, are so outlandish, you can't even believe what you're witnessing. It takes you by such surprise, you know what I'm saying, that you can't really react
properly.
She's
almost in shock?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.